is een podcast van King.
Thanks for taking the time in this very busy Phoenix tour. Yesterday you played a gig, tonight you play a gig, and it's in two time zones and 200 kilometers away from each other?
We tonight we're playing Indianapolis, and yesterday we played Nashville.
How was Nashville for Phoenix?
Nashville was one of my favorite shows in a long time. We played this very classic venue, the Ryman Theater. That's where the birth of country music and bluegrass music happened. So it's kind of a temple for that music, and you always feel very privileged that they let you in somehow, even though you're not playing by the book. You know, you're not playing bluegrass music. So the fact that they open this for you, it's really special. And the venue is all wood. It sounds amazing, and it's really a great place.
Is there somewhere in the music of Phoenix a little bit of blues or bluegrass in it? Country, somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Well, Chris, the guitar player, is learning. Yeah, he learned bluegrass. He learned everything from like bluegrass to bossa nova, or there's some Hank Williams in there. There's so much guitar tricks and licks that you can. There's a part that we play live in Girlfriend where there's a little bluegrass riff, and so when we played it last night, the crowd erupted because it felt like it was meant to be. So yeah, there's definitely some things that are either technical or time scale, a little bit of it's mostly rhythmical, I would say.
Phoenix is on tour again, finally. How does it feel to be back with the guys in the van? Because you were stuck in New York. The rest of the band was in Paris for a while. Do they still stink in the band bus? How are they?
The band bus is not the most glamorous lifestyle. But it's okay. Somehow, we were talking about this amongst ourselves yesterday. A tour bus is comfy and it's like home in the winter because it's cold outside. You get on your bus. It's like camping. It's charming. And then you take a tour bus in the summer. It's just gross. It's either too cold, too warm. The AC never works. They crank it to an absurd level. There's something. Touring in a tour bus should be a seasonal thing.
So next time, always festivals in the winter, and all the Phoenix tours are in the winter.
Yes, with a tour bus, yes.
You guys are coming up with a new album. It's called Alpha Zulu. And the first moment we could hear this album, a part of it was in the movie with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Is that song still the song we can hear on this album, Identical?
Yeah, well, so this song has a very dark, sad moment and a very joyous story. The sad story it's sad for us on its origin, but it's when Philippe Sdard, our producer that we worked with for a long time, passed away. We went in the studio and we started writing, and that's the first song that we came up with.
Wow.
And so that song is very linked to him for us. But then after we wrote this song, we were also working on The Rocks. And that movie needed a very specific end song that was, nothing was working, nothing was fitting. And so we put that song, and then it happens often with Sophia when she falls in love with an idea, it's impossible to change, you know, and I'm the same. Like if suddenly you want something, you're nothing that you'll replace it. Everything will be an ersatz of it. It'll not be the same. So we shortened the version, and now the version that you'll hear on the album is the long original. That's like twice the length. It's more of an epic journey, but for the movie, it needed to be condensed in this like short little sugary rush.
But what a great honor for Philippe that it's in the movie and now on this album.
Yeah, I mean, this song is really about Philippe. So it has, and the album, you know, whenever we wrote this album, he was in the studio with us so many times that we still think, you know, we still think of all every angle that when we work on a song, whether it's like track listing, song structure, you know, like we always think of like, well, we have an idea of what he would suggest or something. He has like a Jedi-like quality to him.
What do you miss most about being with him in a studio?
Well, his talents are multiple, but he's a force of nature. He's the most charismatic person I've ever met, I think. So it's like, and I've met Bill Murray.
There you go.
That's a lot. He was incredibly charming, and he could give you the boost you needed as soon as, because when you're in the studio, you're pretty vulnerable. You know, you. It's not a time to play music to friends and family or record company or people. The songs are not done. You have an idea of what they will sound like, but they are not there yet. Philippe, not only he has the knowledge that he shares with you, he knows what they're going to sound like. He knows how to mix them. He knows how to bring you there. But also he'll boost your confidence, and he'll be involved in the song even more than you are in your own song, you know? And so that's something that a lot of artists that worked with him have been overwhelmed with, when I was like Franz Ferdinand or like Beastie Boys, or I think even Beastie Boys were a little scared of him because he was so involved in the songs that they probably thought like, it's creepy, like he's too passionate about this.
And in a way he's still present on this album then.
Yeah. He's,
wow.
Yeah, very much so. And for everything we'll do in the rest of our music, studio albums, and even live, because when we play Identical live, we think of, we have a little sequence where at the end it says in memoriam of Philippe Jarre at the end of this song, because that song is really linked to him.
You just mentioned as well, you met Bill Murray a couple of times. When was the first time you met that legend?
The first time he was coming back from a trip from India. He was shooting the Darjeeling Limited.
Wow.
In India with my wife's cousin, Jason Schwartzman. And he came to visit us in Paris. That was the first time. But everything is a whirlwind of energy, emotions, and passion and insanity.
Can we ever expect the Christmas song you did with him live on stage? Maybe around the show in Paradiso. That's the end of November.
You can't plan anything with him, and that's the charm of it. You know? He has to be. He came to our show at Radio City in New York a week ago, and so he was there. And but you know, I don't want to bring. You know, it was an important show. We don't want to play a song that we've never played before on stage. I mean. But it's possible that I don't think he would dare to storm the stage, but we wouldn't mind if he does.
Yeah. The album is coming up in November. You will play the Paradiso in Amsterdam twice. Yeah. I can't wait for that, because Phoenix and the Netherlands, there were not a lot of shows of your band over here. So you're doing twice now. So I'm so happy.
Yeah, we're making up for it. It's true that we've Yeah, we've not played that much in the Netherlands. Even music festivals, there were only a handful.
Yeah.
Times we played there. So yeah, we're looking forward to.
There is a new song with Ezra from Vampire Weekend. We play it a lot on Kink these weeks. We love it. It's like the indie wet dream. You and Ezra together on a song. This is we waited such a long time for this, but there it is, and it's so good.
Yeah, we, you know, well, you mentioned Bill Murray. That was the only time we did a duet with someone, and then Ezra is the second time, because we, when we're working on a song, we come up with these, we have these small parts that can go anywhere on any song. So we give them names. We have a whiteboard. We put them. So if there's a, you know, one will be called Paris or whichever. And there was one part that was called Ezra. So it's the part in the song that goes, what if we last a little, like, because it sounded like him. And I'm friends with Ezra, so I was like, I'm going to text him and see if he wants to sing it. It'd be easier than trying to pretend to be Ezra for a second. And yeah, he did it, and it was really better than we thought, even when he would send the files. And yeah, that was such a fun experience. So I hope that too, that we could get to play the same way we'll play the Christmas song with Bill Murray, that one day we'll play. That's with Ezra.
But it was done remotely. Did you meet him after he sang the part of that song?
We met over the years playing the same festivals, and then we became friends. So we were like, we went on holidays last summer together. And so that's why I felt like, oh, I can ask him to do something and really not put pressure on him, because there's something when you ask someone to do something, there's something for us that's very, you have to commit to it. And he's a friend that's close enough that if it wasn't the thing we wanted, or if the song is not good enough for him, we wouldn't be scared to say no. You know, we know each other well enough. And you want to be at that level of friendship, because otherwise you have to, you know, you have to put a song out that's not good. And
yeah,
that music is always the main thing for us.
The song is there. The album will be there in not so long time. I can't wait to hear the whole album. I'm going to play now tonight with Ezra on Kink, but I would love to play your ultimate Phoenix track as well. Which one should I pick from the whole back catalog?
From the whole back catalog. Well, you could play Girlfriend, because so that people know what I'm talking about, the riff, the bluegrass.
That's a good
riff.
One.
So it ends up nicely, the interview with the little bluegrass riff.
Let's meet around the Paradiso shows in Amsterdam and have a great show tonight in Indianapolis.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.